parasha is Parashas Vayikra. So it starts. And it's also the name of the whole Chumash. So it means understanding this word should help us understand the parasha, but it should also help us understand the whole Chumash here. Vayikra is what it's about. It's mainly about Korbanos, right? And about Tumah Vatara. Tumas Leida, Tzaras, Yom Kippur, right? Kedoshim, the dinim of Kahanim, Baha, Bechukotai, right? It's the safer of connection and disconnection. Or when we're disconnected, how to reconnect. So the first word, Vayikra, says Rashi, says, and this is the first time we see that Moshe Rabbeinu's Vayikra was called. When you call someone by name, it shows chibah, it shows endearment. So says Rashi, Loshon Vayikra is Loshon endearment, Loshon chibah. And then he says, Loshon Vayikra, like Bilam, Vayikra is Loshon of happening. I.e., endearment is when you have a proper connection with someone. Vayikra is like Loshon Ka, Krirut, cold, the distance, just happened. Like God happened on Bilam. It wasn't an endearing connection. It was just a happening. When you happen on a person, God appeared to Bilam in a happening, it means it wasn't a real connection. It means it wasn't an endearment. It means it wasn't someone he had a relationship with. It was someone who just spoke to for needs, right? Like the dustbin man or the garbage guy, right? You need to take some stuff out. You tell him to take some stuff out. Your wife, you talk to her. You don't talk to her like you talk to the garbage guy, right? Even if she's asking her to do something for you, you still talk to her in a different way because you have a relationship. Endearment, chibah, means in a relationship. So that's why this sefer is the sefer of in a relationship. How, when we have a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, sometimes we fail on a relationship. We bring korbanos. We bring something to bring us close again. Or we become impure. We become satum. Right? Loshon tum is loshon atima, a loshon of separation. How we mitaher ourselves, we purify, we reconnect, we get that clarity or reconnection. That's what the sefer is about. And that's what Vayikra is about. Now, Lechora, it shouldn't be a small aleph. Why is it a small aleph? It should be a big aleph. If it's a small aleph, it looks like Lechora, the Loshon of Vayikra. It looks like happening, Krirut. Yeah? You ever play this game, hot and cold? Right? So you're looking for something?
Yeah.
Hot if you're close, getting close. Cold if you're getting further away from it.
Yeah.
That's what Vayikra is. Vayikra is this game of hot and cold. What's the hot? Kirvas Hashem. Coming close to Hashem. That's the hot. What's the cold? Richuk from Hashem. That's the coldness. Our lives here at a proper temperature come close to Hashem. How do we do that? Why by Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the sea of closeness to Hashem, the heights of closeness to Hashem, has a little aleph? And why the little aleph is the difference between Loshon Chiba, a Loshon of Vayikra, of Chiba, of connection, or a Loshon of Vayikra, a Loshon of happening, coldness, distance? The aleph is the whole difference. Why an aleph? What does aleph represent? Aleph represents alufo shel olam. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu represents Kodesh Baruch Hu. I.e., our connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's what makes us Vayikra. That's what makes Achiba. That's what makes. The more a person wants to warm up, so to speak, to Kodesh Baruch Hu, to connect with him, then he's called Vayikra. How does he do that? That's what the little aleph is teaching us. Moshe Rabbeinu was honor mikol Adam. He was humble mikol Adam. He had humility. What does humility mean? Humility doesn't mean they didn't realize who he was. Karan or Panav, he knew. Pei al pei daberbo, he wrote that in Chumash. He knew he spoke to Kodesh Baruch Hu, panim al panim, face to face. He knew the mile of him. So what was his humility? It wasn't him. It was a matana from Hashem. All that he got, he felt was given to him from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And therefore, because it was given to him from Kodesh Baruch Hu, he had to use it for a proper thing, for a proper avoda. That is called Eved Hashem, Eved Ne'eman, like we say on Shabbos. He was an Eved who you could trust, was entrusted. He was with what he gave him, he had complete entrustment. He used it completely for Hashem. That's why the way we get to Vayikra, the way we get to Alosh Nechiba, is through humility. Not looking for our own needs, not looking for our own personal gains. Rather, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me all these kochot, all these strengths. I need to use them to give back to Hashem. That's a Lashon Chiba. That's what the Aleph is teaching us. What happens when a person does a sin? They have to bring a korban. So the first korban we have to bring is what? It is written in the Chumash. So it says, Daber b'nei Yisrael, v'amarta lehem, Adam ki yakriv mikem. A person, he has to be makriv from himself. Really, a korban, a person sins, he should be shechted. He, nefesh chote yamut. Person sins, dies. That's midas adin. What do we say instead? Ki yakriv mikem korban laHashem mina behema mina bakar mina tzon takrivet korbanchem. From these animals you bring your korban. That says im ola korbano. Why im ola korbano? Because im korban ola is an adava. You don't have to bring it. Only if you have you're over machlokas. If you're over hiruhure avera, a person did something which was wrong in his thinking, he thought about bad thoughts. Or says the Gemara, if it's a lav, if you do a positive commandment, you can repair it. But you still need to bring an ola. Like you stole something, you gave it back. Even if you gave it back, you still need to bring an ola for the sin that you did. Even though you fixed it. So it's still beget a machshava in a certain way. Or mitzvahs asa, you didn't do a positive commandment. You didn't actively do something. It was in your rotzen, in your thoughts, not to do it. So it's really all, an ola is really in your thoughts. Since it's in your thoughts, the thoughts of a person is, says the Rikanti, the thoughts of a person is considered machshava person, that's the yud, right? The yud is zachar, because that's potency. A person's thought is zachar, like zachar is, like I told you, zikaron, memory is zachar. A person's thought is zachar. So therefore, the ola korban has to be a zachar, a male animal, a male korban, because it's connected to the machshava, it's connected to the avera of a zachar, the male concept, right? In thoughts. So that's why it says, Im ola korbano, zachar tamim. And since it's in the world of thoughts and not in the worlds of actions, right? It has no achila, has no eating of the bialim, because there's no action. You understand? So therefore, what do you have to do? Because I mean, if you stole and you returned it, so you fix the action. There's no action you have to fix. You have to fix the initial concept, the initial thing that you did. The action was fixed. The concept you have to fix, the thought you have to fix. You understand? Or the asset that you didn't do anything, just sat quietly. You didn't say Kriyat Shema. Right? You bring an ola. Yeah? You didn't put on tefillin. Wasn't you actively did something against Hashem? You just sat. It was in your rotzen, in your desire, was the Aveira. You understand? So therefore, since it's only in thought and not in actuality, so there's no achilles bailin, there's no part of the ola which is done in action through the owners. It's kulo kalil Hashem, it's all burnt. Because all it's not in the world of Maisa. The person isn't involved in this korban. You understand what I'm saying? Pasuk Dalet, the samach yado al rosh ha'ola, v'nirtzalo l'kaper alav. The smicha that you do on a korban, right? And then you do vidui in the korban. The part of a person that sins is nefesh asher techeta, the lower soul of a person. Because as soon as a person has a rotzen to sin and is about to sin, his whole higher persona, his whole higher soul leaves him, which is associated with that part of the sin. Why? Because Baruch does a big chesed with us, in order that those higher parts of our soul aren't nifkam, aren't made impure. But they left us. The part that's nifkam, the part that sins, is his nefesh. That's why whenever you see sin, you see nefesh asher techeta, the soul, the lower soul in which sins. Always. So now, the smicha, says Rikanti, is when you somech yado on the korban, what happens? There's a transferal of the male, of the soul of the person who sins through his vidui into the nefesh of the behemah, because the nefesh behemis of man, and it connects with the nefesh behemis of the behemah. So he also explains that when you press your hand down and you push it down, it's like skila. Then when you shecht it, it's like cheref, like sword, and like chenek, because she chokes with that. And then when you burn it on the altar, that's like sreifa. In other words, the animal goes through arba misas beistin, the four aspects of death penalty. And in a sense, that's the korban asher yakriv b'mechem. Part of you, your nefesh, enters that korban and goes through these arba misas beistin, through the four death penalties. So your soul, that part of the soul which was nifgam, which was spoiled, now has to go through arba misas beistin, through the soul of the animal. And your soul and the animal soul get intertwined. And the shechting of the animal, right, through the smicha, etc., and the sreifa, is kaparas arba misas beistin. You know, that's your kapara. And that's your kapara, and your snefesh comes back to you, and it's nitka, and it's fixed. That's the sora korbanos. And the Zrikas Adam, why Zrikas Adam is the kapara? Because Hadam ha-nefesh. The blood is the nefesh. That's where the soul is. That nefesh has to be mitkaper by Zrikas Adam al gabi ha-mizbeach, on the mizbeach, on the mizbeach which atones for us. That's what's called mizbeach kapara. It cleans that soul. That Zrikas Adam on the mizbeach cleans that soul, which is in the dam. Dam hu ha-nefesh. Hey. V'shachat et ben abakar. You shecht it ben abakar. Fnei Hashem. It's lifnei Hashem. Tshuva is always lifnei Hashem. Ken? Lifnei Hashem titaru. On Yom Kippur we say, in front of Hashem, we metaher ourselves. Tshuva is always lifnei Hashem. V'krivu bnei Aaron ha-kohanim. Now it's done with bnei Aaron ha-kohanim. Why Aaron? Why kahuna is associated with korbanos? Why? Why? What's kahuna? The concept of kahuna, the Gemara says, shlucha didan or shlucha derachmana. That means that all there are messengers to do for us, instead of us, or shlucha derachmana. Either in place of us, all the avodas are korbanos that they do. And there's four avodas korbanos, which are shchita, the shechting of the animal, kabbalas dam, the receiving of its blood, holocha, bringing its blood to this mizbeach, v'zrikas adam, and the throwing of the dam al gabi mizbeach. All those actions have to be done lishma, for the right purpose, the shem hakorban, and for the shem habailim, for the sake of the korban, for the sake of the person who you're makriv it to, and no other machshavas zarot, no other thoughts. You have a wrong thought, you shecht it for a different person. You shecht it with as an ola, as a chatas instead of an ola, right? The korban is no good. It's ole al gabi mizbech, apart from chatas and pesach, but it's no good. It's no good. You have to bring another one. Lo ala lebanin rotzono. You have to bring another korban. Why am I korbanus? Machshava is poel. Why do a korbanus thought is what is like maisa, is like action? Why? Korbanus are kedusha. The mizbech is kadosh. Aaron HaKohen and the kahanim have kedusha. Kadosh, right? Where do you see kadosh? Bechor, he's kadosh merechim. A bechor, the firstborn, is kadosh merechim. The firstborn is reishis. Reishis is chachma. Chachma represents kedusha. Chachma is machshava, is thought. Wisdom is thought. Or that's thought. When you're living in the world of chachma, when you're living in the world of kedusha, so chachma is poel. The Beis HaMikdash is kadosh. A person is holy, not because he does right actions. He's a tzaddik. Kedusha is when he's thinking pure thoughts. When he's, that's the avod in the Mikdash. A person can only get to tshuva, to real tshuva, when there's a kapara of his internal thinking. That's why the Rambam, when he writes his sefer on Midas, what does he call it? He calls it Hilchos Deis. You do actions, says the Rambam. You mitrachek from the Ra. You go away from the Ra, and then you go to the Derech Emtzai. But it's called Hilchos Deis. This, and Rabbi Truss also spoke about this. The main tshuva isn't tshuva in terms of actions. A person do all the right actions, but his thinking might be marked up. That's not about tshuva. About tshuva is changing the way we think. So in the Beis HaMikdash, which is a Mekom Kodesh, it's a place of holiness. The machshava of a person has to be completely lishma, has to be completely l'shem shamayim. Otherwise it's possible in the korban. Or if it's shelo lishma, possible the korban, it's not a good korban. Or lefachol, lo lebalim shem chova, you have to bring another one. This ola didn't work for you. The chatas is possible, chatas and pesach are possible. A kohen whose whole avoda is the middleman, so to speak, to be mekarevas. That's why Loshon Korban is Loshon Karov, to bring us close to Hashem. The person in between the physical and the spiritual, right? That's the bechina of Chochma. Chochma is where the spiritual begins to be expressed in the physical. That nekuda of connection between physical and spiritual, that's called kedusha. That's called Reishis. That's the Reishis Agilui of the spiritual world. The beginning of the revelation of the spiritual world, that's Chochma. And the Kohen's Avoda is to bring the higher and the lower world together. That's called Kedusha. Or to express the higher worlds and the lower. Or to take the Korban, which is physical, and make it something holy. I designated for a higher purpose. That's called Kedusha. In Pasuk Yuvalet, it tells where we shecht it. V'shachat oto, yeah, al yerech ha-mizbech, on the side, right, I literally, the loin of the mizbech, tzfona, on the northern side, lifnei Hashem. Everything has to be laid lifnei Hashem. V'zalku bnei Adam, bnei Aaron, ha-kohanim et damo, and they threw the blood al mizbech saviv, around the mizbech, right? Shtayim shen arba, you like throw it, it goes on two sides. You throw on the other side, it goes on two sides. That's Saviv. Doesn't matter. So now, why Tzfona? Why the northern side? So, when we, in the parashas, when Yirmiyah spoke about the Ra, the Tiftach Ra, the Tzafon. Tzafon, Darom is Midas HaChesed. Tzafon is Midas HaDin. The northern side is Midas Adin. From the northern side, we have to mitaken Midas Adin. So the korban has to be shechted in Midas Adin. How that's considered tikkun in Midas Adin? I explained to you before. The smicha, the shchita, right? And the kabbalas dam, and then the sreifa of the korban agavim mizbeach. It all starts with the northern side. I.e., Midas Hadin has to get its portion. I.e., the shechting of the korban is the shechting of the person, the nefesh hachote, the soul of the person, the basic animal soul of the person. That has to be done on the northern side. I.e., so Midas Hadin is like paid off, so to speak. It's like Midas Hadin has to get nefesh hachote yamut. That's Midas Hadin. So he gets it, but Teres HaKorban, within the facility of the Korban, because our nefesh of the Chot is in the Korban because of the smicha, like we said before. So the Kant explains why we have so many different Korbanos, why we have animal Korbanos, right? Why we have bird Korbanos, like it says now, im mina of ola Korbano, right? If he's an ani and he wants to bring an ola off of a bird as a Korban, right? So he says, when a person does an Avera, right, he's causing a change in the Hanhag of the world. Now, Kiviyochel, the Chayot, those animals in which, they're not really animals, that means representations of the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with the world, right? He did an Avera which took Kiviyochel, the Hanhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to change. He had to change his Hanhag now. He had to change how he runs the world because of the sin that this person does in order to bring the world letikuno, in order to bring the world to its fixing. The Merkava, this Hanhag, has certain animals it's represented by. Man, a shore, an ox, a nesha, right? And an ari, and a lion, right? So all of these expressed in the korbanos. Since Kiviyochel, the hanhaga, there was like a strain in the hanhaga. They had to reconfigure it because of man's sin. So there has to be a kapara, so to speak, for that specific hanhaga. So the korbanos represent the ox, that's the behemah, right? And all the other behemoths underneath the ox. The nesha is the korban off, the bird offering. The ari, says Rikanti, the ari is like keneged the eshan, agavi mizbeach. Because the Gemara says that when they used to cover the mizbeach, the fire underneath the canopy was like a lion. So Eish is associated with lion. Why Ari? Ari, a lion, right? What's a lion represent? A lion represents, we know from Yehuda, by we say the brachos of Yaakov or of Moshe by Yehuda, it speaks about Gur Aryeh. Yehuda, which represents Malchus, represents Gur Aryeh, the lion. Malchus, right? Din le Malchus a din. I mean, Malchus represents din, represents Eish. Eish ha'ochelet the korban, the Eish which eats the korban like a lion devouring its prey. That represents Midas Adin. That's the Arya. And man, Adam ki makriv, man represents the concept of man in the Merkava. So in other words, all the whole process of korbanos is to bring back the anhag of the Kodesh Baruch Hu into its right form. I was put off straight because of the sin of man, and now man has to bring that Merkava through the korbanos, right? Symbolically into its right form, back into its right place. There's what's called the chariot on which Kodesh Baruch Hu, so to speak, interacts with the world. Those chariots, that chariot in which Kodesh Baruch Hu is manhig the world, it's just a form of thinking, not literal, yeah? It has like animals that are carrying that chariot, so to speak. That's the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with the world. So there are four types. It's man, an ox, a shore, a nesha, a bird, right? And an aryeh, a lion. Those are the those which carry the chariot, through which Kodesh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga comes into the world. Since when a person sins, right, he's not going with the proper Hanhaga, he's given free will, he's not going with the proper Hanhaga of Kodesh Baruch Hu, the proper way Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to be manning the world, to reveal his Malchus. So there's now a strain on that chariot. There's a strain. It deviated. Man's sin deviated it. So man now has to bring korbanos, right, to bring that chariot back into its right form. So the korbanos are represented by these different types of korbanos. The korban of the ox, which is all the animals. The korban of the bird, which is the nesher. And man, who's makriv, the korban, and the lion, who represents, like explained before, represents the eish al gabi mizbech, which represents midas adin. Now, with an off, there's not much meat on it. It's a korban ani. And also, there's a different way. It's anything shchita and an off. You don't do shchita. You do what's called melika. Melika means you have a big tziporin on your thumb, and you go behind the neck of the bird, and you like clip it off with the nail on your thumb. That's called melika. It says, like it says in the pasuk, im mina off ola, if it's an off. V'kriva kohen al mizbeach umalaket rosho. He did melika to its head. V'tir hamizbecha, and he brought it onto mizbeach. V'nimtze damo al kir mizbeach. So he just squashed the dam on the kir of the mizbeach. Right? And then v'siat murato benotzata. He took off murato benotzata. V'shlichoto etzel hamizbeach kedma el makom hadeshen. Right? V'shisaoto, he divided into half, right? V'knafav, v'lo yavdin, didn't separate completely. V'ktiyoto ha-kohen ha-mizbecha ala eitzim asher ala eish, on the fire, right? Who isha reich nichoach la-Hashem. Now here there's a problem. If you take this korban as it is, and you throw it on the mizbech, like its intestines you got rid of, because a bird eats min ha-gezel. Eats min ha-gezel. It eats from sadot acherim, from houses of other people. Whoever sees food, it eats. So therefore, its intestines, where it digests that food, cannot be used for a korban, because korban has to be from you. Just as, like we said before, the drosh of Chazal says, Adam ki yakriv minkem. Just as Adam Arisha, there was no one else in the world, and has to be makriv from you, only from you. If it's a stolen korban, it's a mitzvah baba avera. It's not a good korban. So therefore, since the off, right, has part of it that had from gezel, that part can't be brought on the altar. Can't be used as a korban. However, says right Rashi here, Valo, ein lecha hetit, you don't even have a simple person, shemeriach reach ra shel knafayim nisrafim, he smells the smell of the wings of a bird being burning, ve'ein nafsho katzala, he doesn't like the smell, it's a horrible smell, the burning of feathers, it's horrible. V'lama ama katzuv, v'iktir, a korban of yumaktir, even the knafayim, Kadesh Mizbeach Savea Umahuda. So the Mizbeach will be satiated and Muhuda and like
beautified,
yeah. But Korban Oshel Ani. There's not much meat on it off. It's a small little bird, it's a little pigeon, a small little bird. You bring the whole thing because the Korban Shel Ani. So what's a Korban Shel Ani? He doesn't have the money, but he can afford a bird. So he brings that bird. And here's the Kodesh Baruch Hu teaching us the aracha of accepting just a small gift from an ani. Yeah? And even smells. It's not matim from Mizbeach. It's not matim, the Mizbeach will smell badly. But since the korban shel ani, we accept it. By Menachos. Nefesh ki takriv korban mincha la'Hashem. So let ye korbano. Right? It's made from fine flour. You put on it oil and levona, which is like, I don't know what you call it, but some sort of tavlin, some sort of spice, expensive spice, for fragrance. Why by korba mincha does it say nefesh? So he says, because this is the korban of an ani. This is the korban of an ani, or a poor person. Umale ani alav. And since he doesn't have money to bring a nice big ox or whatever it is, nice big korban, a nice big animal, what does he makriv? He just brings a little bit of bread. Very cheap. Right? So it's ki'ilu makriv et nafsha. It's if he's makriv his soul. Because he gave as much as he can give. What's that teaching you about korbanos? We don't have korbanos today. We don't have. We have tefillah. Tefillah is b'makom korban. Why is tefillah b'makom korban? Why is davening b'makom korban? We hear tefillah b'makom korbanos tiknua. Shachris against the Talmid. Shoshacha. Right? Mincha. Talmid shobein arabayim. The Talmid from the afternoon. And Mariv shenit achlu ha evar. The korban was being eaten al gabe mizbech. What's it to do with Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv? Korbanos. We're not shechting it, we're not doing smicha, we're not doing anything. Let's learn from here. What's an ani makriv? Piece of bread? Big deal. What's he makriv? Ki'ilu makriv et nafsho. Tefillah is a hakrava of your soul. That's why it says, the person vishtapech, his nefesh, he throws his nefesh, mashlich et nafsho, he throws his nefesh to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He gives all of himself to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's bechinas korban ani. That's the concept of the korban ani. That's the concept of tefillah. An ani lifnei hamakom, like an ani. That's what it says by tefillah. Like an ani lifnei hamakom, like a poor person from hamakom. You all that you give to God is my soul. You shofech et nafsho. You throw your soul in front of God's Baruch Hu. That's the korban ani. That's why tefillah is connected korbanos. That's what happens with tefillah. When you do a sin and you give your soul back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, kivyachol, you're connecting with that's your soul, your impure soul is connecting with the higher realm of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That chibul, that connection, right? Tefillah is a lashon of connection. V'yitpalel, naftali, right? Chibarti, connected, that means connection. That connection of your nefesh with the nefesh, with kivyachol, Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's metahir nafsho. That's what it says. If you have impure water and you want to metare it, what do? You take a cup, you take it to the mikveh, and you let the meniscus of the two waters touch each other. Like the two, and that's called hashaka, that's called kissing. That kissing makes the two waters connected completely, they become one. So if a tame, if something which is impure is connected, something which is taho, it becomes taho. So too, when we daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu, if we're shofich nafsho, if we throw our souls on Kadosh Baruch Hu, we connect with Him, that's called hashaka, that's called nishikin, that's called kissing, that's called connection. We become taho. That's why tefillah is b'makom korbanos. It's the same idea, it's the same concept. You understand? The main thing of the mincha, main avodah of the mincha is the kmitza. You take a little piece of the mincha, the holocha, you take it to Mizbech, the zrika of the mincha on the Mizbech, that's connected to the Zadam. The zrika of the what's it called? Throwing of the kmitza on Gavya Mizbech. That's connected to the Zadam. The next korban is Im Zevach Shlomim korbano. Shlomim means completion. Im Min HaBakar Hu Makriv, Im Zachar, Im Lekeva. Here, Shlomim can be male or female. Tamim has to be complete, like all the korbanos. Shakriv, no. Lifnei Hashem. Has to be again Lifnei Hashem. V'smichas yad. What's a shlomim to do? A shlomim is to make shalom. All shlomims are forms of toda, forms of thanksgiving. All shlomims, in certain sense, are forms of thanksgiving. Korban Pesach, right, is a shlomim. It's also a form of Todah. What do you do in Pesach? We thank Kodesh Baruch for taking out of Egypt. Kol Pesach is Nechal, right? It's eaten while we're doing the Seder, while we're praising Kodesh Baruch. It's a form of Shlomim. You understand? When a person, right, has a recognition of the Hakara of what a Kodesh Baruch does for him, that connects him with the Kodesh Baruch. There's a deep understanding of all what Kodesh Baruch Hu saves our lives. He gives us food. He dresses us. He gives us our intellectual capabilities, our physical abilities, our emotional abilities to get what we have in this world. And we get these things in this world. He gives us them. They're open to us in the world. We breathe. When a person gets to that recognition that it all comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's Shlemus, then becomes Shalom, then becomes complete. That's what Korban Shlomim is. You understand? When a person lives with that recognition, lives with the Hakara of Todah, it starts with Pesach. Korban Pesach is a Shlomim. The beginning is the Kodesh Baruch Hu took out of Egypt. Kodesh Baruch Hu's Mashgiach on our lives. Everything that happens to us, Hashkacha Pratis, is specific to us. Right? But all Korban Shlomim, you have an Ashlomim at Todah. When you when you go to by sea or travel through a midbar, etc., you get ill, right? You bring a Todah. That's also a form of Shlomim. You with me? Shlomim is always when there's that Hakara, when there's that recognition. There's other things which are Shlomim. Bechor, Maisa. All of these things represent you have flock. The Kodesh gives you produce, right? He gives you animals. The tenth one you give to Hashem. The first one you give to Hashem. It's a recognition that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you this. You're recognizing this. You understand? All Shlomim are recognitions of the Tov. And that completes you. That makes you incomplete. Therefore, since it's based not so much on the sin that a person did, but it's recognition. It doesn't have to be, right? It can be a male or female korban. There's no sin here. There's a recognition. You see that by the female korbans is going to be because of sin. The male korbans is because of male sin, right? Like we said with the Ola, Machshava, thinking. Chatas is going to be a female korban. Shlomim can be whatever you want, male or female, right? But the whole concept of Shlomim is that recognition, and therefore, since it's a recognition, and you are the one who brings the korban, you have to have a part of it. So it's nechal lebailim; it's eaten by the bailim, and it's eaten throughout Yerushalayim, throughout in Choma Yerushalayim, generally speaking, right? Within the walls of Jerusalem, Shlomim is eaten. Yes, it doesn't come for a sin. So the Shlomim, because it doesn't come on a sin, doesn't have to be done on the north side. It can be done anywhere. Petach Ohel Moed. Could be open anywhere. Okay. And since it's the involvement, because of the Hakara of the Bailim, it's very important that Hakara, the Bailim have a portion in it. It's Nechal by the Bailim. It's eaten by the Bailim. The Bailim eat it. Bekol Makom. It doesn't have to be eaten only in the Mizbeh. Bekol Makom Yerushalayim. It's a Simcha. It's Shlomi Simcha. There's a Simcha in the eating. Eating Basa, there's a Simcha. Right? Because there's a certain simcha that comes over when a person recognizes and is clear of all the good that Kodesh Baruch Hu does for him. That's the simcha that we have by Basa. Basa, simcha's Basa, is Basa Shlomim. It's Shlomim. That's a simcha. V'simachta b'chagecha, right? Simcha of a Shlomim. You with me? Because it's not eating the meat. Eating meat isn't the simcha. The eating meat, right? With a recognition of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Eating meat is a very physical thing. When I eat it in a way that I recognize that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me all what he gave me, that meat becomes a different article. It's not a piece of meat. I'm not devouring my Olam Hazeh. I'm using my Olam Hazeh to come to simcha, to come to a certain joy, a certain recognition that everything comes from Hashem. All comes from Hashem. That's the simcha of Achila Shlomim. In Perek Dalet, we have now the Korban Chatas. It says, Daber b'nei Yisrael, Lemo nefesh ki techeta. Again, nefesh. The nefesh is what is sins. Bishkaga, accidentally. Mikol mitzvos Hashem. Asher lo ta'asena. Right? Lo ta'ase. Right? It's a lo ta'ase shesh bo chorus. Right? Here he brings an akeva. He brings a par. It's an akeva. Because an akeva represents din. Din of the malchus adin. Malchus is nakeva. Right? Malchus represents nukva, represents the female. It says later on also, right, by the chattas, it says that it's female. Most chattas, I say all of them are female. Because female represents din. Malchus, din of malchus adin. Why is malchus female? Malchus means expression. The female is the expressor. So malchus is the expression. A Jewish king is expressing, should be expressing God's will in the world. Malchus means expression. So that's a female concept. Female concept is always associated with din. Din and malchus are din. Kingship is always din, right? Avinu malkeinu. Father is rachamim. Malchus is din. Okay. It checked it on the northern side again. North represents din. It's a tikkun of the midas adin, and chatas yochid comes on a lav sheish bo chorus. The person did an avera that has in it chorus, right? So chatas has to be mekaper. The chorus needs to be cut away from the Jewish people spiritually. Here it brings you back to that kirva, to that connection. Even though really chatas a shogeg, you don't get chorus for. But it's an aveir, it's a chom aveir, like Shabbos. Person does an aveir on Shabbos, he has to bring the chattis, he has to bring the chattis offering. He has to bring back that kirva. So the last korban we have, right, is an asham. So an asham is brought down in chapter Hay, the fifth perek. The nefesh ki techeta, I saw what he sins, b'shama kol Allah. And he hears a shvua, he makes a shvua, v'u eid, ora'a, oyada, im lo yagid. He's speaking about a shvua, he says he doesn't know eidus, right? By a through a shvua, v'nasal v'no. So it's about shvua shav, about shvua's eidus, which he says he doesn't know eidus and he really does. O nefesh etiga b'choda v'tame, o nivles chayas t'meh, o nivles beheba t'meh. If he touches something which is t'meh, right? And he forgets about it. Or he touches a person who's tamei, yeah. V'hu v'ne'elam imenu v'hu yada v'ashem, and he does something sin. What the sin he does? V'ashem says Rashi, v'achiles kodesh, he eats things which are holy, and he has tamei. He's tamei. Or bi'as mikdash, he enters the mikdash. So you see, he goes into a proper place, a place of kedusha. With an improperness. What's his improperness? His tame. Or he makes a shvua. He uses a shvua, right? In an improper way. A shvua is to be me'amet, your words, to make your words true. Just as the Kodesh Baruch Hu's name is true, so my words are true, right? So it's an improper use of God's name. It's an improper use of God's holy place, right? That's an asha. That what you bring an asham for. When you realize what you did was wrong. Or you want to do tshuva on it. Another one is, levates v'taim la'ra lahit. If you make a shvua and you go against it, and you forget about it, or you do it, right? You bring an asham for that. And there's a third form of asham. There's a lot more, but basically the concept of an asham, what's the difference between an asham and a chatas? Yeah? An asham is an improper use of something. A chatas is a sin. You profane Shabbos. You did something completely wrong. You did a lav shesh bo chorus. You were cut off from the Jewish people. Right? You went against Hashem. An asham is an improper use of your kohot. An improper use of the Beis HaMikdash, your a shvua which Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you. It's improper usage. You understand? That's an asham. That also, right, It's very similar to a chatas. It's like this. Look at the pasuk. Ve'viet ashamo la'ashem. Pasuk vav. Al chatatzon. The sin that he did. Asher chata. Nekeva minatzon. Has to be female. Again. Kivso asirat izim. L'chatat v'kiper alav ha'kohen mi'chatato. Has to be a female offering. Again. Because it's a sin. It's a din. He has to miratzen midas adin. So he takes a female korban, which is miratzen midas adin. Where, again, he has to offer the korban, right? So in Ezim Mekomen, we learned that from Psukim, that the shechita of an Hashem is also safon, because it comes out of chet, like we thought, that we said by the chatas, right? That basically explains you all the concepts. It's l'ratzot et midas adin. If it's a chet, it comes out chet. It has to be a ritzu midas adin. It has to be a korban which is in a keva and has been safon, right? And it has a ritzu midas adin. Ola, which is a machshava, can be a zacha, right? Because it's midah of zacha. And shlomo, which makes peace, can be a zacha and a keva. It's not coming on sin. It's coming on a recognition that everything comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's making peace. And therefore, it's eaten as with simcha, with joy. Because that recognition is the tachlis of man, to come close to his Creator, recognize that all that a Kodesh Baruch Hu does for us in this world. Okay? So that's basically the korbanos. And the whole point of these korbanos, it's called korban. Why is it called korban? Karev nun. When a person does an aveira, he goes away from Nun Shari Bina. From the, like, when you come to Shavuos, after Pesach, we have 49 days. The 50th day, which is Nun, is called Nun Shari Bina. Nun Shari Bina is the ultimate kirva that a person can get to Hashem. A korban is to karev Nun, to bring us close to the Nun Shari Bina, to bring us back to ourselves. That's what it means when we say in our tshuva. What tshuva do we say every day? Hashiveinu avinu l'teratecha. Torah is Nun Shari Bina. Tshuva is to come back to Nun Shari Bina. Living with Torah means living with the Rotzen of Hashem. Living completely with that Rotzen. That's living in Nun Shari Bina. That every moment, every aspect of me is expression of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Rotzen in the world. And that's the purpose of a korban. And that's why it has to be lifnei Hashem. Just as Yom Kippur is chazara to Torah, and it's called lifnei Hashem titaru, in front of Hashem we get taru, we get that clarity. So a korban also has to be lifnei Hashem, because it's the same concept as Yom Kippur, to come back to those Nun Shari Bina. Okay, the four avodas connected when a person does an avera. There's the shkita, he separates his thinking from his goof, so that's done to him. The holocha, he goes in a bad way, so now he has to go in a way that brings it towards the mizbeach. Lakriv in atzmo, he used to walk towards the mizbeach. Oh, the Kabbalah's dam. I didn't say the Kabbalah's dam. The receiving of that blood, right? That's the nefesh of a person. So that nefesh, which was taken away from Hashem, now has to be received and brought to the Mizbeach. And the Nizrak al Mizbeach, a person has to be shofech et nafsho, has to throw his soul back to Hashem. That's the Mizbeach. And then his body, which is represented in this korban, has to be Nisraf al Gabi Mizbech. Like we said, all the Arba Mitzvos basically is done. And finally, whatever shaykh to that Avera is Nisraf Klapi Hashem, Klapi Mala. Okay? V'nirtza l'Hashem, as an offering which is accepted, l'ratzon l'fnei Hashem, as a willing offering in front of Hashem. Because a person who does an Avera is unwilling to listen to Hashem, so now he has to show a willingness of his offering in front of Hashem.